Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust.
You know that a new report suggests that higher levels of maths anxiety in primary school might be discouraging female students here from pursuing important STEM subjects. These findings come from the Arithmos project, which aims to change how children learn maths. Well, joining me now to discuss this is Dr. Flavia Santos from the UCD School of Psychology. Dr. Santos, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome indeed, because I know this is extremely important. You're the lead researcher in, and I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, I know I'm not, Arithmos project. Is that correct?
Yes, that's perfect.
Okay.
Thank you.
I've got one thing right, at least, in this conversation. So you might explain to me the important findings.
Yes. So we were examining the performance of children in primary school. So we had children from six different schools, and we observed that in maths tasks, we observed that girls had lower scores than boys. And in maths anxiety, we saw a higher level of maths anxiety, and it was higher in girls in comparison to boys.
Why is that, I wonder?
Yes, that's the tricky part and the most important aspect to consider, because we were doing our studies in co-ed schools, and so all kids had the same teachers. So it's not about the way that the teaching was being delivered. So it's definitely the way they think about themselves and the way they feel about themselves. And we try to understand this going further. So we had questionnaires for parents as well. So we try to understand if the parents would have maths anxiety, if the educational level of parents would have an influence on this. So we try to figure out from this way as well.
Yeah, but surely that would be the same for boys and girls then. What I understand about anxiety is that there's a causative correlation between thoughts and emotions and action. And I just wonder, are girls receiving the message somehow that they're not as good as boys in terms of maths? Could that be it?
Yeah, that could be. We know from several studies in psychology that the way parents talk to girls is different the way they talk to boys. For instance, they tend to explain more information about science to boys than to girls. So that is a way to somehow convey the idea that, well, this is not for you. And so that's an important aspect to change the way we talk about mathematics at home and at school and even on the TV or all the channels children will have information from.
Okay, so the way we talk to children in general, but in specifically in this case, girls as well, is one aspect of it. Is there any other way we can improve the situation here?
Absolutely. So definitely we need models. So the child should see more examples of how women can be successful, can develop and achieve knowledge. Especially, I think one aspect is that we rarely explain to children that mathematics is for all, and it's not used just in the maths class, but rather we use it in everyday life all the time. So it's really important in absolutely all careers we use mathematics. And so that's an important aspect.
Even algebra. That question was from a 13-year-old me. No, I do know what you mean. Yeah, explain the functionality of maths, I suppose, in everyday use. What about games? Should that be used more?
Yes, but that's a very important topic, which means it's not because there is a game that the game works. And the game could be useful for entertainment, but not necessarily for improving learning. So that's why we do research, scientific research, to gather evidence-based details to inform the population what are the suitable games and what kind of benefit the games can provide. So in our particular study, we are using a game developed by Dr. Pierpaolo Dondiu from TU Dublin. And this game in particular seems to be effective to improve some aspects of maths performance. So that could be a promising way to overcome this.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it seems to have an indirect effect on maths anxiety as well.
I know in some Asian education systems that they put a huge emphasis on arithmetic and division and multiplication, and to be able to do it almost by rote, rote learning. Do you think we should put more emphasis generally on maths here and almost the mechanics of learning maths?
I would say that I had the opportunity to visit the University of Education in Hong Kong, precisely, mm-hmm. and that was one of my questions. So it is something that they take lots of care in the schools, but also at home, parents feel the need to support their kids in their homework. They really invest time on this. But I think one aspect that's different from here is a clear mindset in which parents are always saying, keep practicing, keep doing, this is important, you need to practice more and more. So that leads to more confidence when you are doing maths exercises.
Okay.
So that could be a solution.
I think you're giving parents homework as well, Dr. Flavia Santos. Okay. Look, we'll leave it there so for the moment. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. That's Dr. Flavia H. Santos from the UCD School of Psychology.